I invite you to join me as we confess our sins together by praying the prayer of confession that's printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Loving God, there is value in keeping it real, in being present, telling the truth, and claiming the sometimes devastating reality of our world and the way we treat one another. And yet, you call us to imagine, to look beyond what is to what could be, and most importantly, to do the work it takes to make what we imagine today become what we see and experience tomorrow. Forgive us for our short-sightedness, God, and for the times when our realistic mindsets keep us cemented where we are. Help us to allow ourselves to want and work for better, to dream of what an even more loving, healthy, compassionate, just world might look like, and to imagine with hope and excitement what is possible for your kingdom on earth and all who dwell within it. Amen. Friends, God is doing a new thing and urging us to do the same, all while reminding us of that which does not change: the love, the grace, and the forgiveness that is offered to each and all of us. When we claim our mistakes, when we ask God for forgiveness, our slate is wiped clean. You know that is a priceless and precious gift that makes all the difference. So may it indeed make us different as we go about the world, people transformed by love, eager to offer to others that which has been offered to us. May it be so. Amen. Please be seated.
Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, the 13th chapter, beginning to read at verse 31. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you now, only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. May you also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for the other." And our second lesson this morning comes from the very last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. John, imprisoned on the island of Patmos, had a vision, and this is a part of what he saw in that vision. John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.' And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true.' Then he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life.'" These are God's words for us. Simple words, but profound words. May God grant us wisdom beyond our own to apply them to our lives today. Amen. As always, a message for our young ones in our midst this morning, and for young ones who may be listening at home, and for those who are young at heart. Now, I want to see how many were paying attention as we began worship this morning, so this isn't just a question for the young ones. Pastor Addie mentioned a word when she began this morning. In fact, she said it was our theme. Does anyone remember what that word is? Imagine. Imagine that I just happened to have that word with me. It's not a four-letter word of faith, but it is a seven-letter word that is at the heart of our faith. What does it mean to imagine? Pastor Addie gave us some illustrations of what it means to imagine: costumes for Halloween, things we watch on television. Imagining is really about trying to picture something that doesn't yet exist, trying to envision something in our mind's eye. Imagine what might be. To his followers, before Easter, he said to them, "I'm going to die. And imagine, 3 days after that, I'm going to be raised to life again." And you know what? Many of the folks who heard him say that just couldn't imagine what he meant. In fact, they couldn't wrap their heads around it at all. And yet, Easter came along, and we know what happened. The tomb was empty, the stone was rolled away, and what Jesus had encouraged his followers to imagine had become real. When we imagine something, we picture something that could be better, bigger, special in some way. For example, we imagine a world where everyone lives in peace and harmony with one another. That hasn't happened yet, but we can imagine it, right? We imagine a world where we take care of God's creation, that we are good stewards of all that God has given to us. We imagine a world where people help other people, where boys and girls welcome those who look differently than one another. We imagine these things, and you know how they become real? We work toward making them happen. The Bible is full of wonderful invitations that invite us to imagine. Not just take things the way they are, but to try to picture how they could be, how wonderful they could be, how special they could be, how much better maybe we could be. Can you imagine yourself doing something differently than you do it now? Maybe you're a person who's not very patient. Can you imagine yourself being patient? Or maybe you're a person who's kind of reluctant to welcome other people. You kind of stay off to the side. Can you imagine welcoming people and making new friends? Can you imagine things different than they are? Sometimes that's scary, isn't it? But in all of our imagining, we have one promise that we know is real, and that God is in this with us as we try to imagine what might be, what could be, and what we could help make happen. So I'm going to invite you to do some imagining, not just today, but as you journey through the week ahead, perhaps as you head to school, perhaps when you're with your friends, playing sports afterwards. Imagine something you might do, some way in which you might be, that would be better than it is now. And then ask God to help you do what you imagine. To, as Pastor Addie put it, keep it real, make it real, and make it happen. Let's pray together now, and as we close, I'll invite you to join me in praying our Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. O God, before your Son Jesus came and lived on this earth, we couldn't imagine how wonderful he would be. We couldn't imagine the things that he might do, or especially how much he would love us. And yet he loves us with an undying love and will never, ever, ever stop doing that. So help us to dare to imagine things better, a world more peaceful, a world kinder, a world more helpful, a world in which we share what we have with those around us, a world in which we care for all people, regardless of the color of their skin or the country from which they come or the language they speak. Help us, O God, to imagine things that you would like to see real, and then to work very, very hard at making that so. All of these things we ask in the name of your Son, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.